State Rep Julie Alexander has flown in from Horton.
Good morning, Greg.
Long day yesterday, Julie.
Yeah, we were back in Lansing working all day. We had committee meetings. We had the opportunity to meet the incoming new representatives. And so it was an exciting day. So good morning to you, Greg.
New leadership.
Yes. Very excited. Jason Wentworth will be our new House Speaker. He definitely has a different leadership style than Lee Chatfield. Jason is former military. He's kind of quiet. I would say reserved, but just a different leadership style. So I'm looking forward to working with him. He will make an excellent leader.
How was he chosen?
He was chosen by us as the sitting legislator. So there are 58 of us legislator Republicans in the House, and he had the majority of votes. Actually, he had them all. We've known this for quite some time that he would be the best person to lead. And I value the relationship that Speaker Wentworth, Speaker Wentworth will bring to the table, and he and his relationship with Senate Majority Leader Shirky, because we know when the House and the Senate are working collaboratively together, we are going to have better results. We're united then, right? And in Lansing, with having a Democratic governor and a Republican legislature, we need to be united in the form of the legislature. And so I'm excited for that.
So wasn't it exactly the same number?
Yes.
Was it 50?
Yeah, we had
58, 52?
Yes. We had 58 last term. We had, I believe, 8 Republicans that were term limited out or had run for another office, congressional office, and were not on the ballot. So we lost those seats. We brought just as many back in, also picked up 2 seats that were formerly held by current Democratic representatives. So we flipped a couple seats there, and we've got a interesting group of individuals coming in, a wide variety of backgrounds. So excited to get to know them and see what they bring to the table. You know, I've always said, Greg, my insight from our Jackson community is invaluable, right? I'm always reaching out to experts in our Jackson community. Well, the same plays out when we're in Lansing, when we have questions about policy. Does someone have that expertise? Does someone have that profession? What insight might someone else bring to the table?
There's normally value, you're going to find somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, there really is, or they can connect you with the right people. So it's about building the relationships and taking those relationships and becoming more informed.
So we're kind of through the election, I guess not all the way through, but COVID never goes away, and that was a stunning number yesterday of over 5,000 cases.
Yes, there are a lot of positive cases out there, and we need to act in a safe manner. Be conscientious of it.
We were shutting down with 2,000 in the 2000s.
Yeah, and it impacts our community in a variety of ways. You know, when you look at the kids not being in school or learning virtually, and our businesses and our restaurants, and it impacts us all.
Yeah, for every school that just went back, there's 3 or 4 more that are now all virtual.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a challenge, isn't it?
It is, and we were in health policy yesterday looking at some legislation with health care and the making sure that we are looking at providing opportunities for local control and also incentivizing the counties that are acting responsibly, allowing those businesses to open and more freedoms to those individuals in the communities when the data is proving they're at less risk. So those are conversations we'll continue to have, bringing stakeholders to the table, finding that balance.
Yeah, I guess that's always in the backdrop of just about anything you guys are doing.
It is. Yep, it is. So we'll continue to have those conversations as we navigate these challenging times.
So what's on the docket when you probably not anything big before the first of the year.
Yeah, we're wrapping up a handful of things. We do have some transportation committee meeting, I believe we'll have next week again. As the chair of Ag, I've been looking at some of the legislation that is sitting in front of me and bringing stakeholders to the table. Someone introduced some legislation that would mandate adoption for all animals that would be cats and dogs that are used for testing. And we've had the legislation out there for quite some time. And I brought some of the stakeholders to the table yesterday. And again, I always start with a question, what problem are we trying to solve? Why do we need to mandate? What are those adoption numbers look like now? Of course, we want, you know, animals to be adopted if they are, if their behavior and their health is such they should be. So just following through on some legislation that's been sitting out there for a while. We also have some legislation on the House floor they're asking us to vote on. It's gone through the committee process already to modify the child-adult ratio for child care licensed facilities. So, you know, anyone that has any strong opinions on that, should those numbers be increased? Again, I would ask, to what extent is it government's role to decide? You know, a parent should definitely look at what's the best environment for their children. But is that, are these numbers, can they be modified? So those are some of the pieces of legislation out there in front of us. We are excited to have our election results being clear and distinct in the House, so we are ready to move in.
There wasn't any cheating in your race, was there? You didn't cheat, did you?
No, I didn't cheat,
okay,
sir.
Just checking.
But you are right. When it comes to the authenticity of any voting and the integrity of elections, that's a big concern. I know I will spend today, I've got a couple Zoom calls on some legislation and policy that I'm looking at. I've got a couple Zoom calls today, but the rest of the day I'll just sit responding to emails, returning phone calls. Many people have reached out to me on Facebook as well, and I haven't even had a chance to open them up, but people want to share their thoughts and opinions. A lot of people are asking the legislators to do more in regard to the process of this election, and so I need to better understand what exactly they think I might do legislatively, and understanding that, you know, the Board of Canvassers are there, they're counting, they're recounting. I know everyone has some major concerns, so I need to listen to what those concerns are and look and see what options might be available to us.
Be interested to hear what those concerns are next time. But it was the lawmakers that said don't touch those ballots, the mail-ins, right?
Correct. They could open they could open the outer envelope, right? But not actually process
right.
them.
Mm-hmm. So you knew it was going to take longer.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Yep. So as long as, again, that's why we have poll challengers. That's why we had poll watchers. The question then becomes, to what extent were those individuals that were supposed to be in there in the room prohibited from doing what they should be allowed to by law?
Are you saying they were prohibited?
I am saying others are saying that. I was not there,
okay.
But I have some very, very upset people. So voting integrity, it is crucial to our democracy.
Absolutely.
And that's what we need to follow up and make sure everything is being done the way the law says it should be, and that no one's rights were taken away from them. So they're just new challenging times. So we will work through this together. Again, I am so honored and grateful, Greg, to be serving in my third and final state house term. And I'm here for everyone, whether you voted for me or not. The candidate that ran against me, she was very fair. I think we both ran good races. I ran on what I had to offer. And I've always been someone out there that is willing to listen and have conversations. Whether you voted for me or not, I'm here to serve our entire Jackson community, and I'm very blessed.
The elephant going forward is really going to be the budget, isn't it? for you guys?
Those are going to be continued challenges. Things turned out better than we were hopeful for a few months ago. So we'll see if that continues. I think a lot depends on, within the business community, how quickly we can get back to some normalcy. I know that the restaurant owners and the business owners I talk to are really struggling. Their numbers are down. Excuse me. They're struggling, and we're going to see more and more businesses shut down, and that's not going to be good for the economy because those businesses are simply job providers as well.
Yeah, especially with the weather getting colder and everybody moving in.
Yeah, well, in our flu. I talked to several people this week that went in to be tested for COVID, but they were negative. They simply have the flu. So everybody's being, much more conscientious and cautious as they should be in that regard. But as we move forward, these are, we need to get our economy back going as well so that, people have the opportunity to put food on their table. We still get calls and emails from people needing help with unemployment. I saw yesterday my staff shared with me when I was in some meetings that our director, unemployment insurance agency director, just walked out. He resigned. So someone new will be stepping up there.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for a hearing on my legislation where I'm saying people that are owed money, and it's made very clear that the department, that agency owes them money, they should be collecting interest on that. So I'm looking forward to hearing on that next week, having some conversations there. But challenging times, we'll just keep plugging away here. And I appreciate everyone that's reached out to me. I'm thankful for the support from our community, and I'll keep fighting for us.
State Rep. Julie Alexander, and you can always call her.
Absolutely. My office number is 517-373-1795. Oh, my word. Yes, I think that's it. And I haven't said it in a while. And then my personal cell phone, 517-740-9982.
Thanks, Julie.
Thank you, Greg.